Why don't more people watch our live stream? I've heard that from some churches lately. Well, there's some obvious reasons, but there are some other reasons that maybe you haven't thought about, and we're going to talk about those next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Welcome, everyone, to the Church Solutions Podcast. My name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
Steve Lacy, how are you today?
I am glad I am here. Because the reason I say that is we were vacationing with my wife last week in Mexico. And I'm looking on the big news today, and the hurricane is going to be landing like tomorrow or something. And I'm just so glad that I'm out of there. Traveling is enough stress, you know, but if you're like, should we go? Should we not go when we're there? Should we leave early? You know, should we get out of here? Should we, I don't have to deal with any of that. And I actually, probably the last vacation we went on where we were on a plane was we were scheduled to leave March 15th or no, 15th of 2020.
We all know what happened then.
Yeah. And we had to go through it. Like, do we go? Do we not go? If we go, will we not? Anyway, I digress. My wife watched some program that I kind of got pulled into called the Longest Third Date. She watches these kind of things, and it was a guy and a girl that decided on their third date, they just met, to go on a trip. And I think they flew into Mexico or something right before COVID hit or blew up, and they were stuck. They didn't get home for like 3 or 4 months.
Whoa.
So it was the longest third date. And they, it was some show where they were doing the dates. And so there was a camera. And
anyway, did it work out? Did they stay together or was it the end of that?
I doubt it. They never do. But anyway, I digress. I'm just so glad that I'm here in the States as a hurricane. I pray for those guys there. I want to check on and see. It was stormy the last day we were there. And I was very impressed since we have storms that blow through, Tucson, and we got patio furniture and stuff like that. And I was very impressed with how the hotel handled everything. I was like, wow, I'm just noticing that everything is bolted down. All these tables out here are bolted to the floor. All these umbrellas are securely anchored. They're not going anywhere. So,
and to clarify, this was your 38th anniversary.
Yes.
And you're in Cancun.
Yes.
And but I was like you. I did see the weather report. I did think of you the other day. And my wife was actually supposed to go with a friend in a couple of weeks. And but her friend ended up having surgery and they have to put it off. But
they don't want to put it off for this week or next week. So,
well, that's hurricane season, I guess, right?
I grew up in South Texas. And I thought it was great when the hurricanes would blow through, because the streets would flood and the trees would blow over. I was a little kid and it was just like, something new and exciting. And then we went through Hurricane Celia. I don't want to completely date myself to show you when that was. But when the roof blew off our house and we were huddled in the center of our house, I was like, this is not fun anymore. So,
wow. I never knew that happened to you. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was very scary that all the air conditioning vents and all the rooms were just, the roof had blown off, so the attic flooded and all the water came gushing through all the vents down. And we were like, are we going to survive this thing? Wow. So we're as a family huddled in the middle of the house. It was scary.
Wow, I bet it was. Yeah.
That tainted me. We had a beach vacation many, many years ago, and a hurricane was supposed to blow through. And we're on the beach. We're on one of these elevated homes. And I'm like, got my family with little kids. I said, we're going inland. I said, everybody's like, what are you doing? You're just afraid of the hurricane. It's just going to, I was like, no, we're out of here. So, and So, but people stayed, they survived. House next door burned to the ground.
Wow.
It was, yeah.
I never had to deal with that. When I was pastoring in Kansas, we did have tornado warnings and tornado watches, and we did have one that was close by, and we had a basement. And so my wife still laughs about it because everybody was going down in the basement, and I was upstairs making a milkshake because I thought, well, if I'm going to go, I may as well have a milkshake before I die. But it did, we didn't get hit with a tornado. But, you know, Kansas, that's quite common, you know, with tornadoes popping up. So that's the closest I've ever come to, you know, something like that with high winds. So anyhow, well, we're glad you're back. Thanks for coming back.
Yes.
Thanks for being with us. And today is episode number 437. And this is brought to you by DailyDive365.com. Preach once, inspire daily. Go check it out online, Daily Dive 365. It's a great tool that can take the messages that you work so hard on and can actually take those messages and multiply them into areas like daily devotionals, Alexa, Amazon Alexa, podcast, certainly some sermon shorts, those kind of things. So DailyDive365.com. Yeah. Check it out.
Check it out. You preach already. You, most people do record the preaching. You can get a week's worth of meat for your congregation.
Yeah, with minimal work on your part after that.
Yes, I mean, it's very little. You just say, here's my recorded sermon.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, very good. And then we do also want to remind people that we have a webinar coming up July 16th, I think. Yeah, July 16th is a webinar. It's 12 noon Eastern time. What's the webinar about? Well, the title of it is called Stop Streaming to the Lazy. Rethinking your digital ministry strategy. And in fact, we're going to kind of cover a little bit of that today, some thoughts on strategy and those kind of things in today's podcast. But we have a guest for our webinar, July 16th. His name is Graham Spencer. He's from the UK, and he has lots of experience in streaming as well as social media stuff and digital ministry, so to speak. And he'll be our guest. So you can sign up by going to webinar.streamingchurch.tv. It's free. And even if you can't make it, sign up anyhow, because we'll send you the recorded version of that. So webinar.streamingchurch.tv. Stop streaming to the lazy.
That's right.
That's right. So along those lines this morning, I thought we could talk a little bit about a question that I get from time to time. And if you... If you want to follow along at home, you can go to blog.streamingchurch.tv because I blogged on this and I thought we would talk about it today in the podcast. And a question I get every so often is because we are a streaming company, right? And I get this question, why don't more people watch our live stream? It's a common question I get from some churches. And, you know, as I dig in a little deeper to these things, I begin to realize why they don't necessarily get more people. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about that today.
Yeah. So struggling attendance online. This is an era when churches are rethinking their streaming strategies. And so I think there's a common... somewhat common misconception that, you know, if we build it, they will come, right? So if I provide streaming, then everyone's going to go there and everyone's going to be attracted to my live stream. And, you know, it's the internet and we have there's 8 billion people in the world. I would think at least 1% of them would be attending my live stream, right? So
yeah, you'd think, right?
You would think, you know, what are the chances that, you know, so anyway, that I think that's an initial common thing. And this is kind of fading, I think, because, you know, this may be 20 years ago. This is very true. People thought if I build it, they will come. So that thought process may be dwindling a little bit, but then there are some out there that.
Well, yeah. And honestly, it's good that many churches are rethinking their ministry strategy, their digital ministry strategy. In fact, that's kind of one of the things we're going to talk about in the webinar. It's a good thing that you are. You should rethink it. You should look at what you're doing. So let's just get out of the way some of the common issues that may keep people from watching your live stream or may keep a lot of people out. The common ones are technical issues, right? You maybe have poor audio, which we beat this drum about a lot. Your video quality might be a turnoff. You could have limited resources. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just sorry to interrupt. No. This thought came to mind, and I had it and I lost it. And that would be, the popular saying is probably from a decade or something ago, why don't people come to my church? Or why don't people come to church? And the answer is, it's because they've been to church. So you've not heard that one before?
I've not, but that makes perfect sense.
Yes. Why don't people come to why don't people come to church? Because they've been to church. And what you're talking about kind of feeds into that is they've been to your online stream and we had some audio issues or some quality issues or I had technical issues with being able to watch the stream. So that's people are only going to, today they aren't going to put up with more than once, if they run into any kind of issue we're going to get to some of this, but it all relates back to why aren't they coming? It's because they've been, right? So,
That's a good point. So technical issues. They didn't like what they saw. It wasn't good. Another common issue, obviously, and we're going to get to some other stuff here, but I want to just get these out of the way. One of them is you're not really promoting it like you should. You're not promoting it in your church. You're not promoting it on different media avenues, on different platforms that you use to communicate. Another one is there's just a misunderstanding of the role of live streaming. I mean, and we've talked about this, obviously, when COVID hit, you pretty much had to, you did it. But I think that's changed now, as you alluded to earlier. And so there's a misunderstanding, I think, in the role of live streaming. Those things are limiting people.
You had mentioned what Kenny had talked about. You had a quote from him from the past about a lot of people will just put a camera up and.
Yeah. And he calls it copy and paste is what he calls it.
All right. Yeah. That's what I was trying to remember.
Throw the camera up there and you're good. Don't worry about it. Just throw it up there and then, stream it and put it online as is. That's what he was getting at there. This is Kenny Jeong that we're quoting here. We know Kenny pretty well and he knows us. What he's just getting at is you can't just do that. You maybe you could do that during COVID, but it's not really what you should be doing.
And let's explain that a little further. Whereas copy paste, where the effort is just in, we got a camera, let's put it up, let's turn it on, let's stream and call it good, right? So there's nothing having to do with thinking about what the different needs of that audience may be, what needs for engagement, interaction, that sort of thing as well. So
that's exactly right. So what most people are overlooking that are struggling with attendance is what they're really overlooking when it comes to live streaming attendance is for many of them, it's just a passive experience for the viewer. It's just, there's no interaction. There's a lack of interaction. Viewers feel just isolated. They can't ask questions. There's just no way to interact with people. And it's just a passive deal. And that's not what people are looking for today that are watching online.
Yeah, exactly. So there, and it really goes to the fact that not much thought was put into what we're doing here, because it's typically pastors aren't equipped, right? They know how to speak to the congregation and they know how to read the congregation and they know how to kind of steer and turn and then make things engaging for the congregation that is in front of them, right? There's different things that they can do. And they've been doing this for centuries. at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
A few years.
yeah. And then now we introduced this thing of live streaming, and none of that is going to work. I mean, number one, I can't see my audience. I can't get a feel for, are people falling asleep? You know, do I need to pick up the pace? You know,
you can't read the room.
You were a pastor of a church. Yeah. I assume there's a lot, you do a lot of that, right?
Yeah. You read the room. Yeah.
Yeah. And you inject a bunch of stuff. Like, I mean, our pastor does it all the time. He goes, what do you guys think of this? If you think it's great, say, yeah, you know, or whatever. Yeah. And then you're like, man, you guys are all asleep. Let's do that again. You know?
Right.
So there's some blindness to what's going to make an effective online strategy. The pastors really just aren't equipped to that. So there's
you have
elements.
To learn. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to learn.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, kind of leading into the webinars coming up. There's key areas that you need to address to be able to create an effective online stream. So.
Absolutely. I learned this years ago when I first started in radio. And you know, I would be in front of a microphone and that was it. You know, you didn't have people watching you or anything, you know. So you had to almost imagine, you know, that you had people, and there was people listening, obviously, but you couldn't see their faces, you know, in radio. Yeah. And then even when I gave some teachings on the radio, that's really, really affected me. It was the exact same thing. It was like, okay, I'm teaching scripture or whatever, and yet I'm not getting any feedback. I'm just speaking into a microphone. So I had to learn, you know, years ago when I was really young, that there's ways that you have to imagine stuff, and there's ways you can kind of perk things up. So, well, let me get into a few things here, if you're okay with this.
Sure.
A few suggestions on how we can help people, pastors and others, when it comes to, you know, the live streaming thing and this whole deal that we're talking about here. So first of all, we really strongly encourage you to have some kind of a chat platform on your live stream, something that would feature prayer, opportunities for people to prayer requests, private prayer, polls can be an option, some Q&A sessions during the live stream. There needs to be, well, if I put this in the blog, maybe I need to go back and edit it, but there really should be some kind of a chat host, online pastor host, mm-hmm. web host, whatever, that interacts with people. And I understand, I've heard all the arguments. Well, we don't have anybody that can do that. We're short on volunteers. And look, I get that. As a pastor, somebody that was in ministry for over four decades, I get it. Volunteers are hard to come by, but you have to work at it. You have to get some people. As we've said here before, for years on this podcast, I mean, the church you and I were at, we actually had a web host that was 1,500 miles away, you know, yeah. And him and his wife would watch the live stream and they were hosts. So there's, all I'm saying this is there's, it's not hopeless. There are people out there that could be your host on chat and greet people, ask how they're doing, answer questions, those kind of things. It's possible to find some help.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a bigger picture for the whole streaming piece. And we're going to go through in this coming webinar, these five pieces, which I think are really important. I'd see if I can remember them. Number one was your audience and identifying, you know, because if you don't go through this holistic approach and you kind of just piecemeal things together, you're not going to get the result that you want. So you got to take a more, I think, a holistic approach to get people engaged. You want people to get engaged. So number one is, who's the audience? Who are you trying to reach? And that falls into a bunch of different categories. You know, it's people who've never been, have never heard of your church, or it's your loyal people, or there's all kinds of different variations there. And then you got to put together a strategy. You know, where do I want to go with this? So there's audience, strategy, there's content. And so once you got the strategy figured out, that's going to change your content. You know, we talked about Kenny's cut and paste deal. And, you know, that's obviously probably not going to fit into any of the strategies that you come together for. So you got your audience, your strategy, your content, and then your team. You know, who are the right people to put this together? What does my current team look like? Are we equipped to meet the goal of the strategy? So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of depth we can get into. And then the last piece was equipment, which is what people normally get first. You know, they'll go and I got a stream. I need this equipment. What do you think equipment at? Put the equipment up, copy paste, and I've got lacking attendance. And my our webinar is going to be streaming to lazy. I got have my members staying home. And now they don't come because they get fed on the stream or whatever. So there's, I think you need to be aware of those areas. And we're going to go through in that webinar to, so if you sign up for the webinar, you're going to be equipped for all of these areas. And I think it's going to be make a it's going to be an aha moment, I think, for those that have been streaming for a while. And we've been, like you said, we're really, most churches are not equipped for their whole digital side of it. We've been doing churches for hundreds of years, and we kind of got a formula as we meet for an hour, we have a bulletin, we have worship, we have a message, and we got that figured out. You know, that's kind of what things have evolved into over the past 100 years or so. And streaming is completely different. It's
It is,
not, it's not, and the formula hadn't really been figured out. I don't think anyone's, or there are a few that are doing really well
Oh
with it.
yeah. Well, and as you said, it's going to be a little different for everybody. But as
Right.
Mike Gray likes to say, what we're going to be talking about in the webinar can be a potential game changer for your church. He likes to use that word game changer, but I think that that's true. I think that it can really make a difference. So that's July 16th. So you can just go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv to sign up for that. But yeah, so I mean, this takes effort, at least some effort to think a little about it. As you just said, strategy, it takes some effort. And if you really want to have success in your streaming and your digital ministry, and not just live streaming, but your archives and stuff that you're, I mean, people are online. They're not going away. They're online.
They are
It's
online,
they're
and
not going away. So,
you want to make sure that you're directing your effort in fruitful endeavors.
yes.
So I was just, I listened to a bunch of podcasts, and a lot of them have to do with building business. And you don't want to, a lot of people will spend a bunch of time on stuff that just doesn't yield any results. And you're worn out and you're tired and you're frustrated. And you don't want to do that with your streaming. So there's, what you want to do is put together a strategy that's going to be effective, and then put the effort into that, and then have a means to measure whether it's working or not, so that you're not just banging your head and just, spending a bunch of time spinning your wheels. So.
Absolutely. All right. So we've got a few more minutes left here. If you look at the blog, there's things I've mentioned in here. Something that I'm just still surprised people don't do, and that's live breakaways. We're talking about, the reason a lot of people don't, the lack of strategy is obviously a big deal, but it's a passive experience, as I said earlier. So if you can have interaction with people, even a live breakaways, it's not hard to do these days. Digital switchers aren't that expensive, and you can set up a camera in an office and
Yeah. And one of the things that does, in my opinion, is you go from this, well, it's the kids thing that's like prior to both our time, where they would say, "And I see Susie out there." And I, do you remember, what was that?
That was I that was not prior to my time. Trust me, I remember that. There was Captain Kangaroo, and then there was somebody
It's
else that had
Captain, it
him.
wasn't
Was
Captain
it?
Kangaroo. It was
No, but
prior to
it was
Kangaroo,
in
wasn't
that
it?
era. Was it? I don't know. What?
I thought it was prior to Captain Kangaroo.
It might have been, but I remember it because they would hold up a mirror. At least the show I watched, there was some kind of a mirror that they would hold up,
Yeah.
and then they
Anyway,
would say
we're
all that
dating
stuff.
ourselves, but
I
there was a
know.
kids program that you it transformed the audience from a watching audience and somebody's doing stuff on this glass box over here to, wow, they're talking to me. I'm doing a breakaway and I'm talking to the audience. They're talking to the guys that are in my seats watching the service. You know, they can't still can't see me, but I know they're talking to me because it's a special breakaway for just the online people. So people kind of go, oh, I better straighten my hair. You know, they kind of, you kind of get this notion that I'm a part of this thing, which is, you know, a key thing for, that's I think the key ingredient for the breakaway piece is.
Yeah, you're speaking directly, and you know, we did this when I was at your church with minimal effort. It wasn't hard to do, and we're just giving you practical stuff here too. This is practical stuff. And by the way, that kid show—they never mentioned my name. They never, and to this day, that's why I feel like I never get credit for anything. All right, so I need therapy. So look, breakaways, live breakaways, not hard to do, but you can do it. You know, another thing, creating content specifically for online viewers. This kind of gets into your strategy thing that you mentioned earlier. Yeah. You can figure out who's watching, you know, and then you want to have content specifically for them.
And why am I streaming? Yeah. You know, am I trying to grow my church? And because this is a major avenue that people that don't respect or don't recognize is, people find you online, and if they find you online, first thing they're going to do is get a taste of what you're like. And easiest way to do that is attend a live stream. So it's much easier attending online first time than going to the church. Actually, I'm sure people do it. They'll go, I'm going to attend this one for 20 minutes, and then I'm going to attend this one for 20 minutes, and I'm going to attend this one for 20 minutes, and then I'm going to decide where I'm going, you know, next week. So
absolutely.
If you want to bring in that crowd, then you've got to, it's not a copy paste. You know, you're going to put together a product that's going to be geared for somebody that doesn't know the church and would be impressed and want to come visit, as opposed to the lazy, which was, you know, those people that are been committed to your church for decades and just didn't want to mosey down to the church that Sunday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we're running out of time here, but one thing I do want to mention as far as practical things that, again, many pastors overlook is that, you know, when you're up there speaking and you're getting up there to talk, yeah, you usually welcome people, right? Well, welcome the people online too, you know, even though you can't see them, make sure that you welcome them and, you know, specifically say, hey, those of you viewing online today, thank you so much for being with us. And then try to include them, weave them into even your message. You know, you had mentioned earlier about Pastor Jeff would say, hey, you guys awake out there, you know, well, you can direct that to people online too. You can say, hey, online, follow me as we read this scripture out of Matthew. So it's including the online group. And it also communicates to the people sitting in the pews, hey, there's a bigger world out there, you know,
right. Yeah.
There's more going on than just what's in between these four walls.
Yeah, I've got my neighbor Fred, who's never going to come to this church, but he might watch online. That reminded me, I'm going to go invite Fred to watch online next weekend.
Yeah. I mean, the bottom line is streaming, live streaming, look, it's not a replacement for in-person connection, but it certainly can be a bridge, you know, for those who maybe can't attend online or, I'm sorry, can't attend in person, but they can only watch online. And then, as you mentioned earlier, people that are checking you out and considering coming, you know, online streaming can be a bridge to get them into your facility, to get them into your building. So there's lots of things you can do. There's we're out of time here, but it's more than just cut and paste, right?
Yeah. Sign up for the webinar and we're going to go deeper with an expert. You know what an expert is, right?
You always say this, but I forget. Somebody that knows more than you do or something. I don't remember what it is. Somebody that's got a reputation you don't? I don't know.
The best experts are always from out of town.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, this guy's out of the country. This guy's from
Scotland.
I know.
So he's way out of town.
So he must be a really big expert.
He is an expert of experts. He's got a funny accent. Yeah. So, right. You know,
he thinks we have a funny accent.
He is an expert. So.
We had him on recently on Church. If you go to Church Solutions podcast, Graham Spencer, he was on, right? He was on. Yeah, he was on a few weeks ago. So, you know, you get a taste of Graham by going Church Solutions podcast. And I forget the title of it, but Graham Spencer was we've had him on before. We had him on years ago. So.
But we're going to go deeper dive, dig into all this at the webinar. Yeah. So sign up for the webinar. That's the easiest way. And you can get the recording too. So if you just sign up, you don't have to be there. You know, if you're like, I'm working that time of day, then, you know, I can watch it later. If I sign up, we'll send you the link to it.
webinar.streamingchurch.tv. That's where to go. All right, good. All right, we're done here. Speaking of deeper dive, we have, this is sponsored by DailyDive365.com. Speaking of checking things out, check out DailyDive365.com and give it a spin the wheels a little bit, kick the tires, and you make a free trial. And you can learn how your content that you work so hard on can actually start working for you, you know, during the week and other things that people can connect with. So there you have it. All right. I think we're done here. We're out of time. You can always check out the blog, blog.streamingchurch.tv. And you can see more of these notes because we didn't cover much of it, but we covered enough. So, all right. Anything else before we sign off here?
That should do it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Steve Lacy. And folks, thank you for spending some time with us today on the Church Solutions Podcast. I'm Phil Thompson. Please take care of yourself and each other, and we'll catch you again on another episode.